Yeah, it's definitely something that people should be educated about, and that's kind of what you guys are doing, and that's your mission there for sure. In fact, when it comes to your classroom-based education that you guys are going, you had to shut that down due to COVID-19, but you kind of went virtual with that, talking about different videos on YouTube and such. Tell us about that a little bit.
Right. So that is one of the first things our staff did when our classroom education and our education programs at our community center were canceled, is they sprung into action and moved a lot of our online learning up online. We created a YouTube station, and if you go to gncg.org and you click on education at the top of your screen, the first thing you'll see is remote learning, and just click on that and you'll see all kinds of fun activities you can do. The programs are based largely for anywhere from preschool to middle school age, but it's a lot of it's fun for the whole family. And if you feel your children lost some science education in the spring of this year, this summer would be a good time to catch up. And they go up to our website and you'll find all kinds of experiments and scavenger hunts and fun things to do with your kids where they'll learn a lot.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, keep them fresh over the summer for sure. You can go to gmcg.org, just as Matt mentioned, for more details on that. One thing that I know is very important for the Green Mountain Conservation Group, much like many other nonprofits here in the Valley, is New Hampshire Cares Day, which is coming up on June 9th and 10th. This is where New Hampshire Gives or newhampturegives.org will be doing a 24-hour online giving campaign. What can you tell us about that, Matt?
Well, this is an extraordinary program. It's been around for about 5 years. It's the first year that GMCG has been a part of it. And with the COVID crisis, it's even more important than ever. And a lot of nonprofits have had to cancel their in-person fundraising events, and many have had to lay off staff. So online fundraising is just a really effective, high-impact way for groups to raise money and for individuals to help them out. And one of the exciting pieces of this year's New Hampshire Gives is that the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation has marshaled $250,000 in matching funds. And so this is a 24-hour campaign that begins next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. and goes through, that's the 9th, and goes through the 10th at 6 p.m. But the first $250,000 pledged will be matched one for one. So you want to go up there early, and if you want to consider GMCG, that's great. But keep in mind that all kinds of organizations throughout the Mount Washington Valley and the Ossipee Watershed in Carroll County are participating. You can support Children Unlimited in Conway, the Arts Council of Tamworth. You can support the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust in Conway, our sister organization up that way, the White Mountain Community Health Center, the North Conway Community Center, all kinds of groups, the Gibson Center for Senior Services. There's just lots of ways to reach out and connect with groups that are some very, working directly to help people affected by COVID, but really all of us as nonprofits have been affected, and it's a great 24-hour event to bring the state together and to rally around the nonprofit sector. So definitely check that out at newhampturegives.org.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity to help out numerous organizations. And then again, with the matching donations from New Hampshire Gives, like I said, it's incredible. NHGives.org is where you can go for full details on that. Finally, I guess we'll go full circle here, Matt. Finally, you said that there is an annual meeting coming up for you guys. You have turned it over to a virtual meeting. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. How can people get involved in that one more time? And what is that going to be about?
We'll just go to gmcg.org, and there will be, if it's not up there today, tomorrow, there will be a link where you can register for the Zoom conference. And we do encourage advanced registration, so we have a rough idea of how many people will be there. You'll get an update on everything that we're doing. We have an official from the state of New Hampshire talking about climate change in New Hampshire as a guest speaker. So there'll be lots of interesting content, and it'll be a chance to learn more about some of the inner workings of our organization, if anyone would like to do that.
Excellent. Definitely important stuff. You can learn more about it, gmcg.org. And again, that meeting is taking place on Tuesday, June 23rd. Matt, any final words that we can take from the interview?
Well, we just appreciate people's attention to the environment. It's understandable that our first and foremost concern right now is for the well-being of our families and our neighbors, and dealing with all the horrible impacts of this COVID virus. The environment is still here, and we still have an aquifer and drinking water to protect, and we need to not let other crises prevent us from being attentive and vigilant about the ongoing threats to our natural environment and to our precious drinking water. So we appreciate people's interest in our work and other environmental organizations, and just to keep an eye out in your neighborhood and in your part of New Hampshire for the things that may not seem right with your streams or lakes, and to give us a call or give the state a call if something like an algae bloom might be happening in your neck of the woods. So.
Yep. Be aware of what's going on, especially when it comes to the environment. Thank you, Matt, for all that you do, you and your team, all the work from the Green Mountain Conservation Group. And we thank you for your time this evening. Thank you so much and have a good night.
Thank you so much, Gina. Pleasure to be here.
That's Matt Howe, the executive director of the Green Mountain Conservation Group. Remember to check out gmcg.org for all of the details on everything Matt spoke about this evening. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program. That's Cooper Cargill Chant and Leone McDonald and Roberts. And I'd like to remind you to check out all of our previous episodes of this show at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. Also, if you are involved with a local nonprofit organization that would like to be featured, please send an email to me, Gino@WMWV.com. That's GINO@WMWV.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.